Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter, and today I'm speaking with Lalit Dadfali. He's the CEO of Health Warehouse, which has recently started to trade on the bulletin board. The stock symbol is IONN. Lalit, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jack.
So, you know, Health Warehouse has just recently become publicly traded through a reverse merger. And for those in our audience who probably are not familiar with the company yet, can you give us a quick overview of what your business is all about?
Yes. Health Warehouse is we're a leading online mail order pharmacy, and we're located in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're the first company to offer 300 prescription medications at $3.50 for a 30-day supply with free shipping anywhere in the United States. Our mission is really to provide every American with affordable health care, and we're one of the fastest-growing online pharmacies in the United States.
Okay, so my question is, like, what is, you know, how are you able to, you know, sell you know, prescription for $3.50 when everybody else is charging, you know, $28 plus, as I saw in your press release?
Yeah, we're that's a great question. We are, you know, being an online pharmacy, we have many efficiencies that benefit, obviously, the consumer. We're able to cut out a lot of the costs of having brick-and-mortar locations. And in addition, we're looking to streamline the supply chain and basically sell as close as possible from manufacturer to consumer and basically pass those savings on to the consumer. So we're really trying to do is very similar to what Dell did in the 1990s with the computer business. We're basically trying to eliminate all the inefficiencies in the marketplace and pass those savings on to the consumer.
And you're able to be profitable at that $3.50 price point?
Yes, at $3.50, we're averaging about 50% margins on generic prescriptions.
Okay, what is your strategy? How do you make money with this? Do you upsell other products, or what is the idea?
Basically, the online pharmacy business is catering to people who are on maintenance medications. So we're not talking about people who have a current problem such as ear infection and they need antibiotics right away. Most of our customers are more like diabetics or people with high cholesterol, and they're generally medications that people buy every month. You know, let's take, for example, a medication like simvastatin, which is generic Zocor. You know, people take that for years and years. So, in general, it's something they have to go to the pharmacy all the time and kind of wait in line and be inconvenienced with leaving work. What we're able to do is basically ship that to their house for free at a great price and you know, provide that convenience to them. So,
okay.
In general, you know, most of our sales are not one-off sales. They're mostly people who are coming back over and over to buy their maintenance medications.
Okay. And so you have recurring revenues. And do they buy other products from you at the same time, or is there an opportunity to cross-sell to the customer?
Yes. We also sell over-the-counter medications. We sell vitamins, supplements. And a big part of our business is also diabetic supplies. So we sell many of the diabetic testing products, such as test strips, syringes, insulin, you know, basically anything a diabetic would need as well.
Okay. Now, what differentiates you from some of the competition? I'm assuming this is a pretty crowded space.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's not a crowded space in terms of the legal players. There are very, very few legal online players that ship nationwide in the United States. There is one public company called drugstore.com, which started in the mid-90s. And our business model differentiates from them because they work very closely with Rite Aid Pharmacy, and basically they're offering Rite Aid's price. They're marking up Rite Aid's price and selling it to the consumer, so there's no real cost savings to the consumer. It's more of a convenience play for them. And also recently they've been moving off of prescription drugs, and obviously it's because the price is not competitive. And the other people that we compete with are more the illegal, illegitimate pharmacies that are, based in India or Costa Rica, and also Canadian pharmacies. And obviously consumers are being driven there because of the high cost of drugs in the United States.
So from what I understand, you're a licensed pharmacy in how many states?
We're licensed in 37 states, and we have plans to expand all 50 by the end of the year.
Okay. So from what I understand, like your position is essentially being, giving consumers an opportunity to buy from a licensed pharmacy at relatively the same price as, from some guy in India or Costa Rica.
Yes. What we're doing is providing consumers a legitimate option. Up until now, people have had to pay, what the brick-and-mortar pharmacies or, the current offering online is, which is extremely high prices for medications. And what we're trying to do is bring a legitimate option, to those people who are looking to obviously save money, and also people, who are trying to afford their drugs. There's many, many people that are uninsured and many people who are being laid off in the recent, economic crisis. So I guess our story is kind of we're at the right place at the right time, bringing something that's
right.
Very big need to Americans at the right time. So.
Right, yeah. I would think that in today's economic environment, you're really perfectly positioned.
Yes. Like I said, I mean, there's almost 45 million uninsured people. With companies laying off people, they're losing their benefits. People who are on insurance now, many of their copays are rising. So, even if they want to go and purchase the drugs, the copays are being increased to $20 or $30. Companies are reducing their benefits, and just overall, there's a big frustration, with the rising cost of drugs. So we're trying to address that.
Okay. Now, your company, Health Warehouse, has been around just for a few years, a relatively new company. What's can you give us like an overview of your financial picture in terms of sales and earnings?
Sure. Health Warehouse started in August 2007, so we're just coming up on 2 years of operating. And in 2007, we did about $67,000 in sales. And in 2008, we grew to about $1.25 million in sales. We sold our first prescription drug in December 2008. And obviously, with the reverse merger, we became public on May 15th. And now, obviously, we're a publicly traded company. So,
What kind of revenue run rate are you on right now?
We're roughly in the about 3 to 4 times what we were in 2008 currently.
Okay, so does that mean like about what $10 million a year roughly in revenues?
Yeah, we'll be somewhere between $4 million and $5 million probably this year.
Okay. Now, where do you see your company 3 years from now? What's the big picture for Health Warehouse?
What we're really trying to do is change the way consumers think about purchasing pharmaceuticals. And we're not so much obviously we're an online company, but what we're really trying to do is disrupt the pharmaceutical channel and really create an efficient channel using the Internet. And where we plan to go with this is, initially, obviously, we're coming out and providing a great service to consumers, by helping them save money on their prescription drugs. But our overall goal is to really help Americans just be healthier in general and really improve their health. So, you know, going forward, we're going to begin to, you know, increase the amount of content and information that's on our website, you know, because obviously as if Americans are able to be more healthy, they're going to be spending less on drugs and other healthcare costs. So we want to provide all the information and content that people need. And also we'd like to begin building a, more of a community and integrating some of the new technological innovations, you know, such as social media, you know, utilizing Twitter and creating discussions within the community, because patients are very, people are very skeptical of the healthcare system, and often they're more open to discussing, you know, their issues or problems with patients with the same condition. So going forward, we're really trying to build more of a complete offering, more than just selling products.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of revenues could Health Warehouse be generating in profitability, let's say, in the next 3 years?
Our goal right now is to become profitable in the next year. And, you know, obviously, with the way our program has started, and obviously the enthusiasm we're seeing from you know, all kinds of people, not just consumers, but also there are many large companies with prescription drug programs. There are insurance companies that want to save money, obviously, on, you know, for their patients, and as well as, you know, companies in the industry that are looking to partner. So, you know, we see a lot of opportunity in growing the business going forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned something which I should have asked, is I would imagine that insurance companies would want to drive, you know, a lot of business towards you for the cost savings.
Yes. In fact, that's we've had a lot of interest from insurance companies because obviously they're one of the biggest payers of the high drug costs. So, you know, obviously if we're able to cut that cost for the insurance company, that's you know, obviously beneficial to them and beneficial to their customers. So we're seeing a lot of interest from those type of companies.
Mm-hmm. Can you know, share with us, you know, your background and you know, that of the key members of your team?
Yes. My background is actually I've been in Silicon Valley since 1996, since the early days of the Internet. I was an early member at Excite.com, which was a large search engine similar to Yahoo. And, you know, I helped them start up their Excite Japan operation, which still runs today. It's the 15th largest website in Japan currently. So my background is really in technology. We also had an e-commerce company, which we started in 1999 and later sold off. So again, my interest and my background is really in innovating on the technology side. And some of the key members of our management team are veterans from the pharmaceutical industry. So we have a lot of expertise in terms of sourcing drugs, you know, knowing which medications are going to be expiring, which ones are going to be increasing in terms of cost, and obviously being ahead of the curve on things like that. In addition to that, we have a lot of experience, obviously, selling online. So, you know, marketing our services and getting the word out to the consumers. And obviously, from our growth, you can see that's beginning to happen. So,
mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the key milestones over the next 12 months that investors could look forward to for your company?
Yeah, basically what we plan to do in the next, obviously in the next few months is the biggest goal we have now is to obtain those remaining 13 licenses that we're missing. So that will make us truly a nationwide player. And then we plan to expand our list from just 300 prescription drugs to obviously a much bigger offering. Right now, we're working on building some more tiers and potentially bringing more and more drugs down to an affordable level. for drugs that haven't been seen in the the Walmart or the Target 350 prescription drug list. So we plan to really expand the offering of generic prescription drugs. And in addition, we plan to add quite a few more brand name drugs, because obviously we're getting a lot of interest from insurance companies, and we'd like to have the whole offering and provide that service for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we're just looking at getting all the licenses and expanding our product line.
How do you, market your website? How do consumers find you?
The number one way right now that people find us is by the either through the search engines or through price comparison shopping sites. But the fastest way that we're growing right now is by word of mouth. And the reason for this is obviously we have a stellar customer service record, and really the key to selling online, and everybody says it, but it's really taking care of the customer. And if you go online and read our reviews, we're probably rated at about 99% out of 100. And, that's counting thousands and thousands of reviews. So, when we look at our growth, we're really seeing a reduction in the amount of money we're spending on advertising, and it's really coming now more from people emailing their friends, their relatives. You know, there's a lot of skepticism at first because people think, well, how could your drug be $350 when everybody else is charging $20 for it? You know, and they think it's a fake drug or it came from China or somewhere. But, so they'll try it one time, they'll buy the drug for $350, and once they get it home and they realize it's the same thing they get at CVS and Walgreens, they're back and they buy 7 or 8 prescriptions after that. So it's really growing by word of mouth at this point.
That's excellent. Now, finally, let me ask you, what are the reasons that you would give investors for why they should consider buying your stock today?
We are situated in probably one of the largest, most recession-proof industries there is in the United States, and it's extremely inefficient, and it hasn't changed in years. There's obviously a lot of regulations which keep competitors out, and in general, there's just a lack of innovation, obviously, because there just hasn't been much reason to change it. You know, everybody's doing pretty well, and there's no reason for anybody to really rock the boat. I think with the present economic environment, having created a pressing need to reduce the cost of healthcare, there's millions of Americans without insurance, millions more are becoming uninsured due to layoffs and cutbacks. Insurance copays are rising, benefits shrinking. There's a huge need, and the need is so large, that Americans are willing to risk their health going overseas and purchasing drugs they don't even know if they're real. That really shows, how big the need is out there. I think what we're trying to do is, by making this market more efficient and giving consumers a legitimate American alternative, we're really bringing the products that Americans need at a time when they need it the most.
Okay, great. Lalit, thank you for joining us, and I'm sure our audience looks forward to following your story in the months ahead.
Great. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.